Now, back to a couple of guys who believe Rin Tin Tin may have rusted to death. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us on the line Jungle Jack Hanna, the Director Emeritus of the Columbus Zoo and host of Jack Hanna's Into the Wild. Welcome to the show, Jungle Jack.
Oh, it's good to be talking to you about animals.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you with us. Jungle Jack, I wanted to ask you some questions regarding, in November, you've got a trip to Peru and Chile coming up. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about what you're doing with your TV show?
You know, it's Jack Hanna's Into the Wild, and we've now had the shows on the air, Animal Adventures, for 14 years, and Into the Wild 3 years, so about 17 years now, about 450 shows from all over the world, North Pole, South Pole, every continent in the world. And we just got back from South Africa and Rwanda doing 8 shows. They're being aired now. And these shows will start up in probably, say, February or March when we leave to go to Peru. And we're going to be down the Amazon River for a week in a boat, filling several rehab centers over there when animals are poached. And, of course, that's a terrible thing. You know, they're kept for some reasons. We'll go to a rehab sanctuary. Then we'll film the river dolphins over there, which are pretty rare. And then also there's manatee in some of the areas we're going to. So it's similar to the Florida manatee, but doesn't look exactly like it. So we'll be filming those. And then we head out for Chile, going into Chile to do out the coast there, off the southern coast of Chile, filming some sea lions out there, penguins. And then go up in the mountains to about 12,000, 14,000 feet to hot springs for certain types of alpacas or something lives up down that way in Patagonia. So it's going to be about a 4-week film shoot.
Wow.
Well, it sounds like sounds like an amazing trip, although I've had some experiences with alpacas that would make me blush a little. So, Jungle Jack, if you can explain to our listeners, you've got a contest where people can actually join you on one of these trips. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, you know, I got back from South Africa filming here in May, I think it was, in Rwanda, where I have a little home there next to the mountain gorillas. I've been going to see the mountain gorillas since 1982. About 600 left in the world up there, and we have an orphanage and a school there. But, you know, it's just it's one of those things that these shows are just very, very special, and we can't wait for people to see them.
Just asking you about the contest where people can actually join you these trips.
Right. The contest is was designed. I was saying I was going to Africa. Lost my train of thought there, but anyway, came back and said, you know, because I was a little boy in Tennessee, I never had an opportunity to do anything like that. I never think I'd be a zookeeper, much less do animal shows, but I said, Kate, my sister, I said, Kate, we have a contest for anybody above 17, male or female, where they're going to go to this place called Chamois. It's an incredible reserve there, right up the coast from Cape Town, about 6 hours. It's inland. It's a huge place. They have a ranger school there for 6 weeks. And so people send in a tape, 17 years old, boy or girl, send in a tape saying, well, you want to be like Jack Hanna and do what I do. And the point is that they're going to have a judging panel for those tapes. Everybody gets to have a full paid the airfare, their 6-week ranger school. You actually go out on night. Every day is not just a little bit of classroom, but mostly out in the field with these African rangers. And then you're even going to lead when you get ready to graduate, you lead your own safari out there with a couple of rangers in the bush. You know, you're dealing with all the big five, elephants, rhino, hippo, lion, the whole thing is there. It's an opportunity of a lifetime. Can you imagine having a low expense paid trip to Africa and then go to ranger school for 6 weeks? So, and then not only that, you'll be able to make an appearance on one of my national shows. And then second place, you get to come and go with me to either Letterman or Good Morning America and behind the scenes, I do those shows. And then third place is you 3 days to Columbus Zoo where I have lunch with you and behind the scenes tour. So again, it's for someone who really loves this kind of work. And kind of, you know, not just, you know, I'll be like Jack Hanna, but what I do, that type of stuff. And then the winner will get all this stuff. Like I said, it's a dream of a lifetime, but I wish I could enter the contest.
Yeah. You know, one of those things, you've just lived an entire life of inspiration for the idea of conservation. And it doesn't happen without feet on the ground. I can't imagine a better way to get a young mind creatively thinking about alternative ideas than just the usual, than this particular contest. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. You know, it's something that, like you said, it's not just going there on safari for 2 weeks or anything like that. You know, going with a group. You're going there to learn about not just the cultures of Africa, the animals themselves, what the rangers go through, what to expect, what the poaching situation, which is not good in some parts. I mean, you're going to learn the thing from A to Z. And I guarantee you, one of these people 17 and older goes over there, I doubt they'll come back.
Well,
that's, how great it is.
I'm thinking the hundreds and hundreds of creative exercise of coming up with this video. Every one of those that you have submitted is going to be a fantastic opportunity that's going to change someone's life. Not just one, not just three, but I can't imagine more than 100, 200. How many do you expect to have actually apply?
Oh, Lord, I don't even know. I haven't thought. We just started this last week. We announced on Good Morning America, David Letterman, and just got announced nationwide, so who knows?
I wish
everybody could win.
Yeah, we would too. But everybody does win. I mean, really, anybody that goes through the steps of going through and thinking about that. When if I was 17 years old, if I was 20 years old, and I was thinking about that, it would change my life.
Oh yeah, exactly. That's you know, Africa is totally different. Obviously, the zoological parks over here are all different, and they're all great. And over there, the wildlife parks are all different. But you know, it's just something that I wanted to give back somehow. I just wanted to. You know, just I knew what I would feel like if I was 17 on a farm in Tennessee. Somebody tell me I could enter a contest. I mean, I couldn't even get out of the state of Tennessee back then, much less go to Africa.
You know, one thing we do, we have a pet store that actually propagates corals. Literal, you know, 90% of the corals that we sell in our store now are propagated right in our store or within the immediate local community. And I guess what I want to say is that I grew up in Pennsylvania in a small little town. Now kids can come in and actually see reef tanks in their classroom or, you know, in the zoo, in anywhere, just because you've got, you know, you break out of that mold that, you know, we don't know what's out there. You bring in what's out there. I get a chance to bring in what's out there. And the fact that everybody knows what's out there now and actually wants to connect with it, you know, my hat's off to you. You are the most fantastic. You are my hero.
Well, all I've always believed in, and I'm not a celebrity or star, I don't like those words. I'm a character, but I'm a person I believe that has brought the animal world to people in a fun way. In other words, unless you love something, and this is some zoo people may disagree, probably, that's fine. Unless you love something, how are you going to conserve something? That's why the Columbus Zoo, we did a lot of money last year on figuring out what does our customer really want. And it was a very expensive survey we did over a six-month period. We found out, we had five questions. Do you come here to see the animals? Do you come here to ride the little boat ride train? Do you come here to have fun? 67% said they come to Columbus Zoo to have fun. Second is to see the animals. In other words, they come here with their family knowing it's like they have a picnic, it's safe. And yet a good zoo is fun, and they've left there learning something about the animal. Now, conservation, people used to say it's the number one goal of a zoo, but that can't be. You can't conserve something unless you know something, right?
Right.
You have to be educated.
Right.
That's kind of where we had all backwards there for a while. Now 222 zoos in this country, aquariums, 222 of them are basically brought in about 144, 142 million people last year. Can you imagine that? The largest recreation in America. So it's telling you that people want this type of a family outing as well as to learn.
And you've even brought it out to the public. I mean, as growing up, nobody would know Jack Hanna if it wasn't for your appearances on David Letterman and all those other, you know, public approaches that, you know, I bet you a lot of people had the opportunity to do that but never really grabbed a hold of it and went with it. You understood the connection between the two.
Right. All I knew is when I first went on TV, I'm not trained. I'm still not trained. David Letterman says I'm a walking encyclopedia of misinformation, which, you know, I'm very proud of that. But, no, I just, you know, I go on there and just talk from the heart. And our past zoo director, Jeff Swanigan, who was like my son, he's only 55 years old, 52, and just hired him and he passed away in 10 months. He said, very simple saying, touch the heart to teach the mind. That's what the zoo's for, to touch the heart and teach the mind. You got to touch the heart first, we're going to teach the mind. I mean, it's been proven time and time again. You know, you can't expect someone to say the mountain gorilla in Rwanda or something from Malaysia or orangutan or all this kind. You can't expect that unless people can see them and understand them and acquire love for them in a good zoological park.
And so you get to travel all around the world, and talking about touch the hearts, when you travel around the world, what's your feeling about conservation, and do you go kind of jet set, so to speak, and actually have a sense of optimism and hope when you get into these countries? Is it the fact that you're bannering conservation? Does it open doors, or is it always a constant battle trying to make the message heard?
No. It's you just can't go as some Americans, other people did years ago. We go into, for example, Rwanda and say you can't kill any more mountain gorillas for meat or for body parts or for medicine. You know, they've been doing it for thousands of years, but now they understand after 20, 30 years of education that these gorillas are their icon. It's second largest industry is tourism in Rwanda, just like it might be in Kenya or third largest industry there, or Tanzania, or Zimbabwe, Zambia. You know, they now understand that these animals, you know, don't need to be hunted for the medicines and all that anymore because there's so few of them. And that took time to educate folks. You just can't go in there and say, hey, you can't kill another rhino. What's at our place to tell people that? We're not from that country.
That's fantastic.
You know? So what you do is you go and explain to them. It takes years to do this, and that's why I've been involved with Rwanda since 1982, and now they don't poach any gorillas in Rwanda. In the Democratic Republic of the Congo, across the hill there, yes, they still have a few problems, but I think most people are understanding these countries that they have to have their resources and their wildlife, because I tell people, and by the way, I'm not some, you know, even though I have my friends are vegetarians, I'm not a person. I do eat meat and I do drink soup and I do have leather shoes. So I'm not a person saying this to say, you know, some people are just way overboard. But what I'm saying is that we had to take care of our trees, our water, and what happens to our animal life will happen to people life. That's all. I've seen around the world. What happens to animal life basically happens to our trees, our water, our air. Then it affects animals and it affects human beings. So it's not a rocket science thing to figure out.
We're talking this morning with Jungle Jack Hanna, the Director Emeritus of the Columbus Zoo and the host of Jack Hanna's Into the Wild. Jungle Jack, let me ask this question. One of the things that you've talked about is the connection between education and making things fun. And one of the things that I've observed is you have the ability to laugh at yourself in some situations, as well as what's happened when animals have done something unpredictable on one of these public appearances. Can you talk a little bit about where that came from? And I'm curious to know, what's one of the things that have maybe happened that you didn't expect but ended up leading to a good laugh and a good educational opportunity?
You know, all the shows are different. You know, we do seven national shows, I think. Whether it's Good Morning America, this is our 27th year for Good Morning America every single month, or the 25th year for David Letterman, four times a year, or the Ellen Show, or Fox or Maury Povich, or, and the list goes on. Greta Van Susteren, all of them. The point is, everyone's a different audience, obviously. And so all I have to do is I have to become a different person, so to speak, to educate, because every one of them has a different venue or a different group they're trying to reach. Mm-hmm. And that's what I try and do is reach those audiences. You know, one of the funniest and worst things ever happened to me, I was bitten by a beaver on the David Letterman show. It's not too funny now, but I almost lost my thumb. It was my fault. You know, the beaver was swimming, and I just picked him up and swung around and nailed me. But on those shows, I'm the one who takes the brunt, you know, for Letterman. I don't want anybody to make fun of my animals. And, you know, they're a beautiful creature, but me, I don't care what they do with. So I'm just kind of a character people mess with.
Yeah.
Hopefully it turned out where someone, you know, as you said, someone on Letterman is not interested in everything about an animal, but they're going to pick up something when I leave there. And as the years go on, 25 years of Letterman, I've had people talk to me, have kids of their own now, who tell me how much fun they've had.
Now, when you've been on all these various shows, you've met, and can you just point to any kind of changed experiences with any of the stars or the main characters like David Letterman or whatnot? How have things changed?
Well, Letterman, I've never talked to him before after the show in 26 years. Can you believe that? And I'm Paul Schaefer, and I guess about the only ones left from that way back. But I've never talked to him before after the show. Nothing wrong with that. That's just the way. But he and I are very close on the show. But yes, he does love animals. I think he's got a better appreciation. Larry King told me for 10 seconds before I go on, and 20 years ago, I did his first show. He said, Jack, you know, I don't like animals. He didn't mean it that way. He just meant he was raised in the Bronx. He knew nothing about animals. So that's a different show. Good Morning America, I'm supposed to be, quote, expert. I don't like the word expert, but that's what I'm supposed to be on that show. Ellen loves animals. She wanted to be a veterinarian as a kid. So you can expect some good, tough questions from her. So every show has a different venue, a different type of audience, and that's what I do three or four different shows a day, like Good Morning America, David Letterman, Larry King, and I don't know, some talk show in New York, starting at 7 in the morning. I've got to be a different person for each of those shows.
Wow.
That's a real unique talent that you've got in order to be able to do that and to be able to relate to so many different people.
And it must be, we run a pet store and we go out to schools and whatnot, and it must be a real what we don't know about is how much of a chore or how much of a activity that goes behind the scenes. You know, that you showing up on the camera is one thing, but all the production that goes along with bringing these animals around and all your staff members and such. I mean, there's got to be a lot of glue there, isn't there?
Oh yeah, it's beyond planning. You know, you're talking we have a 5-city tour starting here very shortly, and we did 6 cities last week. We have 4 starting. We have North Carolina on Thursday, Chattanooga on Friday, Chicago on Saturday, Flint, Michigan on Sunday, back 2 days in Boston. That part of it. So we just continue to do this right now. Then I leave on November 1st, like I said, for the Amazon River, Chile, and Peru. Then 5 days off of Thanksgiving, then right back at it again. The next place will be India. And, you know, we just got back from Malaysia before Africa. So it just is constantly going around the world, getting these stories about animals so people can learn about them.
Well, on behalf of all the animal lovers in mid-Michigan and the animal lovers in the world, we just can't thank you enough for appearing with us on the show this morning. We've been talking with Jungle Jack Hanna, Director Emeritus of the Columbus Zoo and host of Jack Hanna's Into the Wild. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Jungle Jack. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. We'll do it again soon, and I'll see you at the zoo.
Okay, thanks. Have a great day.
Right.
And Rick, after this segment, after the break, we're going to continue our conversation talking about zoos and animal education with Dennis Laidler, the education curator from the Potter Park Zoo here in Lansing, right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
I must admit, I can't explain any of these thoughts racing through my brain.
It's true.
Baby, I'm howling. Something wrong with this plot. The actors here have not got.